So he doesn't. Are you a regular Duck fan? You watch all the time?
Okay, well, let me just say that I hear what you're saying and I appreciate your concern, right? Your thoughts are very well organized and clearly and concisely. But bear with me. Are you mental?
Hey, everybody, what's up with Kevin? I've been a big fan, long time fan.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous KROQ 106.7 KROQ.
Well, the car letters are new. I can understand why you have trouble with some of the letters.
I just had a stroke. Don't mock me.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I'm now.
Good morning, Wendell Rickers. Let's get this mother party started.
Our feature presentation.
Hi, this is Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode.
Bad celebration.
Sticky blood.
If there's a kingdom behind it all.
Well, you got yourself a career right there.
Jamie hasn't done more songs we know, huh?
No kidding. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at KROQ. Hey, Dave, good morning.
What's that, Dave?
It's lucky I'm not ADD.
Yeah, no kidding. But we are. That's why we listen to songs that way.
Exactly.
What's up, guys?
There are very few guests on the Kevin and Bean Show that we go back as far with as Mr. Gahan, but we're always happy to catch up with him. And a special occasion today, Hourglass, new CD in stores today, DaveGahan.com, right. DepecheMode.com. How are you feeling, by the way? That's the first question we always have to ask.
I am feeling awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I'm really good, thanks.
And why do you suppose that is? What's going on in Dave Gahan's life right now that makes things so peachy?
Life is good. You know, I just, you know, I got a record coming out that kind of happened by accident. I mean, in that, you know, Christian and Andrew and myself got together to write, as we have been for the last few years, in my little studio in New York. And within a couple of months, literally, we had this record finished. And it just sort of happened.
So you didn't sit down and say, I'd like to write a record right now. You just were jamming?
We were pretty much just jamming, and, you know, as far as that jamming goes. But, a lot of these songs were kind of, they wrote themselves in the studio while we were sort of writing, recording, producing. And we sort of, you know, we just said, let's just cut out the middleman and do it ourselves. And, you know, we finished it in there. Tony Hoffer, a friend of ours from Los Angeles there, came in to mix the album. For the last few weeks and put it all into perspective. And that was it, you know, and now it's out. And there you go.
You know, it's got to be interesting, Dave, as an artist and as a guy who's been involved in writing songs, you know, your whole adult life. You still can't get your finger around the creative process. It still is such a mystery. Sometimes you can sit and work on something for years and it's not right. Sometimes it just flows out of you like it's coming from someplace else. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I don't know what that's about, but the more I realize, you know, you just got to show up and, you know, be sort of ready, you know, be open. This stuff happens, you know, and take some risks. You know, you got to take some risks.
This stuff happens to you. If I were available and showed up and ready, nothing would happen.
Oh, I would, believe me. You do it every morning.
Yeah, well.
Now, Dave, you're a guy who, you know, even in your own lyrics on your last solo record and on this one, too, is from what I'm reading, you wear your emotions on your sleeve pretty much. Do you ever get into a situation where you're trying to express something that's, is there such a thing as too deep, too raw, too personal for you, or is anything fair game for a song?
No, it's got to be fair game. But, you know, it's come to the point with me where it's not a choice. You know, that's who I am. That's what I do. And wherever it's going to take me, you know, I'm going to sort of try and put it into the music. Because I'm finding that when I do that, it's all of us, there's like another, I don't know, layer of the onion peeled off. And I'm sort of getting to, like, who I really am and what it is I really want to do, you know, and no, it's great, you know, life is good. I just watched my daughter, you know, sort of go off on a little bus trip. She's going to the farm, farm here in New York for a few days, and I got to see her to go off, and you know, it's that's the stuff, man, that makes it all worthwhile.
Speaking of which, you're not, from what I read, you're not dying to get out on the road for a long tour again.
Not at the moment. we're actually, this week, we're doing a lot of, like, internet, live internet stuff and radio stuff. Martijn, who played bass on the Paper Monsters tour, Martijn and Noble, Christian's playing drums, Phil Potts doing all the keyboards and noises, Captain Kurt on keyboards and noises as well, and Graham Finn playing guitar. He played on the record Another Irishman Here.
I wish I had a cool title like Noises.
Yeah, Noises. Noises.
That'd
know,
be cool.
That's what it is, the atmospherics, the stuff that kind of like, you know, gives it all that kind of like atmosphere.
Dave, I've got some clips from the new CD, Hourglass. The first one we played a few minutes ago is Kingdom, and then tell us about this one. If there's a kingdom behind it all. Tell me about Kingdom. What do we need to know?
Well, the song kind of came out of, like what you were talking about, a jam, really. It literally was Christian and Andrew plonking on the bass and with this weird, that weird sound that becomes the melody.
Right.
And the idea of the song is really like, you know, recognizing what's here right in front of your eyes and realizing it's pretty good. And the idea that you could create this, you know, world that is beyond all the fear that we're told to live in.
Right. Dave Gahan's on the phone with us. He's got a new CD out, Hourglass. Here's a song called Use You. Too long in this place. We have each other.
Yeah, and that's the complete opposite. You know, that's one of my Sybil characters. You know, and it's all part and parcel. I mean, this, you know, the album probably should have been called Sybil. But it's that part where it's like goes the opposite way of you know, just recognizing. First of all, I was pointing outside of myself at somebody else, but then, you know, realizing while I was writing that really I'm talking about myself, that
right,
a lot of the time I just want to use you, exactly.
Us, specifically?
You know, you,
okay.
Yeah,
right.
Whoever's there, whatever's there, you know, to make me feel better.
And here's the last clip we have time for. It's called Endless. Now I am still forever and ever and ever.
Dude, I see cell phones being held up in the audience on that one, man.
Yeah. You know what? That's one of my favorites, actually, on the record. It took us a long time to... That was one of the ones that it was... Actually, the one that was a bit of a bugger. And it sort of, like, it took a while to knock it into shape. But then we found this place. And it's about, you know... again, trying to get still. It's about, like, being in the moment, like, being, like, where you are now and just embracing life for what it is, whatever it is you're doing, and getting there, you know, and then, and like I said, recognizing it and like, really being there.
Here's a quick couple of sentences from the Scotsman newspaper talking about Dave Gahan's new album, Hourglass. He's on the phone with us right now. Hourglass is follow-up to the 2003 solo debut, Paper Monsters. He channels all of his anger and residual negative urges to powerful, even draining effect. It's an album of slow, grinding electronic blues, all dirty beats and filthy hollers. It sounds as though Gahan is sweating all the dark stuff out of his system. And it's great as an artist to have a place to put that dark stuff, to have something to do with it rather than just stew on it or leave it on the psychiatrist's couch. Right, Dave?
Yeah. Well, I've done all that stuff, so I've certainly been on the couch for a few years. But, and you know what? It is. You just got to get it out some way. You know, I mean, we all have that stuff, I think, like buried deep, and it's no good. It's useless. You know, so get rid of it, get it out there, and put it into something positive, into something creative. You know, I mean, I'm fortunate I get to do that. You know.
Now, you mentioned you're doing some stuff to publicize the album this week. I know you've got that Apple Store appearance today, and I think you're doing something at a Best Buy in New York City tomorrow. Will you also do some of these small venue type things out in Los Angeles in the weeks to come?
I would like to. Maybe a little bit later in the year. There's nothing planned this week, but I think it would be really great to maybe do some little surprise things out there. And if I could borrow you as well, and you could read that piece from The Scotsman everywhere, you know, everywhere we go, just before we perform.
And now Bean will read to you.
I would pay you a large sum of money.
Before Dave plays.
Well, if I could open for Dave Gahan, I'm going to do it. I got to be honest. You got it there, dude. Well, we're very excited about this new record. I mean, we're excited that you're just alive, frankly. And the fact that you're alive and happy and healthy and doing well, and you sound fantastic. You sound 25 years old on the phone today, Dave. I can't believe how great you sound. It's so good to catch up with you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your support.
CD comes out today, Hourglass. Thank you, Dave Gahan.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
I love this place. It's hot, loud,